cesaret bende olsa, korkmaz mısın aşk bir uçsa, ölmez misin kalp bir dursa, bilerek beni kaybettin, dönmüyorum sana her ne olsa, baştan sona her yarışta, bir galip olur bir de asla, kazanamayan bilinirin, tabi tabi kim seviyor belli, sana akıl daha yeni mi geldi, sözlerine koyu attığın o taşlar, kafama değil bak nereme geldi, tabi tabi kim ölüyor belli, sana akıl daha yeni mi geldi, sözlerine koyu attığın o taşlar, yanıma değil başka yere geldi. Lütfen sen de bir şey deme, kurtulmuş olalım böylelikle. Sana yazık da bana değil mi? Kaçıp giden hiç geri gelir mi? Duydun işte sen her şeyi, kalbi sana atmıyor, suç benim mi? Tabii tabii kim seviyor belli, sana akıl daha yeni mi geldi? Sözlerine koyu attığın o taşlar, kafama değil bak nereme geldi. Tabii tabii kim ölüyor belli, sana akıl daha yeni mi geldi? Çalıyor daha yeni kapadığım, senin giremediğin kapı dumdum, seni duydum kesin oydun, telefonu da açmıyorum zor durum.
Sana yazık da bana değil mi, kaçıp giden hiç geri gelir mi, duydum işte sen her şeyi,
kalp sana atmıyor suç benim mi? Tabii tabii kim seviyor belli, sana akıl daha yeni mi geldi, sözlerine koyu attığın o taşlar, kafama değil bak nereme geldi. Tabii tabii kim ölüyor belli, sana akıl daha yeni mi geldi, sözlerine koyu attığın o taşlar, yanıma değil başka yere geldi.
Hello? Yes? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes? Welcome, who it is?
Here is Pirio.
Oh, you are welcome, Pirio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, I was listening to your radio show.
Yeah?
So, you were speaking about immigrants.
Yes.
In Finland.
Yes.
Okay, I would like to know your opinion.
Yeah.
You have talked very little about your experience.
Yes. So you mean my experience in Finland or in Iraq?
Well, both.
Both.
If you like.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I can explain.
I would like to know more.
Yeah. Of course, I'm from Iraq. I'm Turkmeni. I've been in Finland 7 months. So, of course, it is nice when you like help people like this. Actually, when I'm in Iraq, I see very hard life there. I think everyone he know what my country there have situation right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
how you feel when you come here?
What I have feeling when I'm come here, I can say to you wonderful and perfect, because when I'm been here in Finland, it was very nice, because how can I say, I have feeling confidence, and I have feeling I'm in security. But when I'm been in Iraq, when I have to go to outside, I have to control everywhere, and I call to my friend if some medicines or some militant or something like that is there outside.
Okay.
I have to be careful. But right now here in Finland, no. Of course, I'm happy, and I have a future. I have a plan for my future, what I can do in Finland, like 15 years.
Okay, well, do you still think the same when you have been longer time here? Like,
yeah.
Have your opinions changed to the bad way or the good way?
Where?
When you get to know Finnish people and get to know the culture.
Of course, when I know about Finnish cultures and about many things, of course I'm happy because I can stay here and I can do many things because I can help many people who need help. Of course, it is my goals when I'm a child. I try to help many people. But right now, of course, I'm happy because I know many people. They are helped me. They are Finnish. Of course, it's very nice feeling when you see Finnish people that are helping everyone who's immigrant or refugees.
Yeah, and the bad side. Every coin has the other side too. So, what is the bad experience?
Well, in Finland, you mean?
Yeah.
Of course, if you ask about my life here in Finland, my life is going right now well. Nothing else, and here people is from different country. Actually, my goals in Finland is try to show to people, immigrant with Finnish people, they are live each other peace. Nothing different. Everyone is a human. Everyone have a dream and plan in their life. Nothing else, because everyone he tried to make better and best life. It is goals. Actually, it's my goals here in Finland. I try to help who need help. Because I didn't think he's Finnish or he's from different country. No, important one.
Nice.
Important one. Who need help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. So how do you see your future in Finland?
My future in Finland is going to be well because how can I say? Actually, my future I can. I have planned for 15 years what I can do here in Finland because. This country really is very easy here, what you want. And if you need really do something, you can successful if you believe and if you trust yourself. Of course, I believe and I trust to myself. I can do many things to do. And right now, I try to study nurses. I try to help their people have cancer. I like to give to them hope to stay in life and to be so strong.
Well, do you know, it's very nice that you're so positive.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mrs.
Not
Spirit.
Everybody can do that, be in a space like substitute person like you are.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Do you want to ask something else?
Well, I think not right now.
Yeah.
Well, I wish best of luck for everyone there.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's nice to get be part of these conversations.
Thank you, Mrs. Piria. Thank you. Okay, so yeah, thank you. So, good luck. Okay, guys, let's see. Thank you for Mrs. Pirio because she's called me and she's know about me some information. She's asking me about my future or like this. Thank you for her. And I try to do many things here in Finland. So let's go to talk about the immigrant because everyone here, he's been longer time like Murat. He's been here and like Dana and like Julie and Robin is Finnish, of course, and Katarina. They have been here longer time. So I want to ask these questions for everyone, okay? I want to take personal things. What do you think, okay? So immigrant, they have been here longer time, okay? Like Murat and Julie and you. So what do you think about refugees? I want to take what are you think? But really things. We can start from the Robin. What are you because you are Finnish, because it is Finland.
Yeah.
We have to start from you.
What should I say? Could you give me a little help? A little lead.
Yeah. Of course I can help you, but how can I say? You have to think because you are Finnish. What are you think about the refugees? They are coming to Finland. It's good or bad? it is positive or negative? What are you think? I want to take your personal things. I want to show to for everyone. You are Finnish. You are speaking right now here about the film. Okay.
So first, personally, I like it because I don't really much like Finnish culture, and I like that there are other cultures and more of other cultures in Finland. And second, we should also think about the immigrants. Like, they wish to come here. So, of course, if they think it's like, good to live in Finland, then it's okay, definitely, for me.
Okay, Mrs. Katarina, I want to ask you, what are you think about the refugees when they are coming to Finland?
I think, of course, since, for example, Europeans, including Finnish people, have right to travel around the world, and also in 70s, for example, or like even earlier, they were like immigrating to United States for work or to Sweden, like why other people cannot come here. I think like right to movement is every right to like better life. Especially when, for example, you are seeking for like safe place because you are treated in your own country. Of course, this is like really like important thing that it's European countries and Finland should like give like help to these people, give like the safe place. But also I think that somehow like even if you want to like travel for, everybody has a right to like better life. No, doesn't matter from where you come from.
Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Katarina. So let's see what you think, because you are me and you, both immigrant. What are you think about refugees that are coming to Finland?
First, we are looking for peace country.
You are refugees, sir, and I am a refugee right now, okay? We have to talk about your situation right now, because you are refugees. What do you think about now about this? Because you are being in camps, okay? There are many refugees. So what I think about everyone there, okay? Because you are in of this, I want to ask you.
When we talk about generally the refugee that who live already now in the camp, they are suffering a lot because they have more and more depression. They don't know what they are going to see in the future. Maybe they get residence or no, they are just thinking. It's some kind of psychological stress, and it's going to be increase more and more. But I hope that everything is going to be good for everyone. He's looking for peaceful and for he need to get a good future. He need to be like a good example for the foreigner people.
Yeah.
We need to do that. We need to reflect good idea about the refugee. We need to do something good for this country that help us. It's some kind of we have example in Iraq. If you do something good for the people, you have to guard an opposite good. So if you say hello for me, I have to say hello for you. And some kind of respect for all the people.
Yes.
Because finally, we are human.
Yeah.
And that doesn't matter where are you from.
Yeah.
It's something like that,
The people. Okay. Thank you, Mohammed. Yes. Dana, I want to ask you when there, because you've been here 25 years. Mm. Yeah. So 25 years, when you see the refugees, people that are coming to Finland, what is your reaction?
My reaction?
Yeah.
Like, there are people, they are escaping for war. And some people not, and this is also true.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
I went there first time, and I really want to help them, you know, best way I can. I help them with Finnish
language.
And if they need something, they can ask me. You know, of course, some people, if they ask like bank count or something, this kind of numbers or something, this is the different thing.
Yeah.
But you give what you can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Like, example, if somebody say, hey, can you give me a place where to stay? This is the different thing, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Because they have now the place, and we can just hope that they can have own place here in Tampere or another place here in Finland, own apartment, mm-hmm. and they can live their own life.
Yeah.
And I can say I truly love foreigners, especially African people.
Yeah, nice.
Because they have really good joy, you know. They are always peaceful,
yes,
you know.
Yes, that's true.
I haven't never seen any bad African people in my entire life.
That's true. I want to say about African people something, because when I've been in Iraq, I know some people is from Djibouti and Somal. I trust them full, because I didn't see anything wrong or bad things about them. Really, I love them. But I like everyone from Africa, because they are human. Of course, it's very nice. Yeah, it doesn't matter you are from where. It's important one, what are you have character. Yeah. So I want to ask you, because you have been here 12 years, what is your reaction?
In the refugee reaction,
yeah.
As he say, after I see the refugee come a lot, and that was something like a history in my mind, because I feel like, can I sing it song or can I write it book, was something like you can cry or laugh or something, because the refugee people, there is many people who need help, but inside there, if you see inside, people who need help, they have to get help. But that was so really sad, because there is some people who doesn't need help or doesn't appreciate at all inside in the refugee.
Yeah.
And that is the bad repetitions,
yes.
which they have made their own people who suffer to
yes.
get bad repetition.
Yeah.
And it's like in all over the world, people cannot leave people in the street.
Yes.
If people run for the escape, for the death place, people
yeah.
fight there. Of course, they need help every place. But one thing is like there should be tutki and know the right people which is inside there which need help.
Yeah, that's
they true. Have to get help, and the bad people who they don't deserve that, if they let them all over the world, then that is not good. But all of us, we are people, and all of us, we need help from everywhere, because
nice.
Like if we go someplace, we better respect the place we get help.
Yeah, that's true.
But if there is no respect, or maybe show something about the place we get help,
yeah,
then that there is no any something comment like to, because there is so many people. There is many million of people, children and old people and
yeah.
everything, and everybody needs something.
Yeah, that's true.
So, was something sad, something good, it's just good hope for them. The good people who don't do something bad, they get good place and they get good protection to have good place to live. And the people who they don't deserve the place,
yeah.
they shouldn't be keep it in all over the world, everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. So Mr. Murat, what are you think about the refugees? What are you have reaction?
Thank you, Mr.
Turkish. Okay, I can ask in Turkish. Şimdi mülteciler Finlandiya geldiğinde senin tepkin nasıl oldu ve ne düşünüyorsun onlar hakkında? Kötü mü, iyi mi?
Tamam. Silloin kun tuli nämä kaikki tuli kasa yhtäkkiä niin Suomeen. Mä itse olin ulkomaalajilla. Ja mä olin autolla liikellä siellä. Niin mä olin mennyt Suomesta niin autolla. Silloin kun mä menin Suomesta, ei ollut mitään niin hätää, mutta palumatkalla, kun kaikki niin kun just sillä hetkellä, kun mä olin puolitoista kuukautta niin Turkissa, palumatkalla, kun nämä oli ulkomaista tullut, mä matkalla niin huomasin, minkälaista määrä on niin tulossa Euroopan maihin. Että se oli aika mä olin hässäkkää niin matkallakin.
Mm.
Että mä olen nyt ollut kohta 20 vuotta Suomessa, että kun mä aina käynyt Ruotsissa tai Tallinnassa, kun mä olen tullut niin laivalta pois Suomeen, ei kukaan kysynyt mitään. Mutta silloin palomatkalla, kun mä tulin Suomeen, siinä oli kuin 4-5 auto niin kaikki niin katsomassa, että minkälaista porukkaa tulossa laivalta pois.
Mm.
Totta kai heti näki mulle eri väri autosivuun, kiitos.
Mm.
Että autosivuun, että kyllä se aika paljon vaikutti, että kumminkin se ihmismäärä, mikä tuli sieltä päin, että se vaikutti meillä päinkin, että koska ei pystynyt erottaa, ketkä on vanhat ja ketkä on uusia. Että kai niin kuin suomalainen katsoo kaikille niin kuin samalla silmällä.
Mm.
ja anteeksi, se on semmoista, niin toinen määrä on semmoista, niin tota, kun meillä ihmisiä, joka on asuk täälläkin myös pitkä, kyllä pakolaisi niin on pako, niin auttaa ihmisiä, joka tarvii apua ja joka tarvii joko apua. Mutta meillä, joka on asu täällä pitkäkin, myös on saada niin aika paljon ongelmaa. Se kauto, paha kauto takia tullut suora kautta. Because you have lived here so much, the richest people, they're not gonna look you like you are new or you are not. You are just inside in that.
Yeah.
And that have bring the problem. And that's why we have tried to protect these new people and the old people who have lived here very long, who know the rules, rule how they have to go. And this have bring a lot of problem of that. But that's not problem for anybody. They need help. And help is in all over the world is open for them, but it have to be open for them if they are good.
Okay, so I think Mr. Robin, you have some questions or something?
Actually, what Murat said got into my mind that I think I like read a piece of news like last week or so about police in Finland being accused of ethnic profiling. And it's a really, really huge problem. And also what Murat told when he went off to visit Turkey.
Yeah.
Then because he didn't look like a Finn, he was like stopped just because of that. So it's ethnic profiling.
Yeah.
And it's a really big problem in Finland.
Yes. Okay, thank you. You want to say something?
Yeah.
Mrs. Katarina?
Yes. Jury was saying like about some that kind of stuff that, well, also like the foreigners should like kind of like behave or like it was mentioned somewhere before that should behave and give like good example. But I think there's like this kind of like double standard that, for example, Finnish can behave like assholes.
Yeah.
It's okay, but they somehow like that foreigners should be like perfect behave and they should go straight, go to work, straight go to school. And this is this kind of like hypocrisy. People are different. In Finland there are like bad people and good people, but also like among the refugees or among like other immigrants is the same. I mean, but the basic thing, they are like human beings.
Okay.
And they deserve respect.
Yeah. Nice, thank you. Thank you so much. For of course, I want to say something about the immigrants that have been here longer time. I won't say who have time for everyone. Immigrant, he's been here in Finland longer time. Who have time, who can help the refugees to learn their language or to make some activity with them. Because I want to ask Mohammed, because he's in camp and I am in camp. Of course, I want to explain something about this short things. Of course, in camp, many people there have depression and stress. Why? Because they are don't know what they can do. Of course, they have activity, but it is not enough. Okay? It is not enough to make, for example, how can I say, to make activity with them, because they have always stress, because they are afraid, they are don't have courage to go outside. So I want to ask Mohammed, because he's live in different camp. So what are you have? What do you think? Many people there have stress and depression. Are you think if the immigrant in Tampere, if they are helping the immigrant refugees in the camp to do something, are you think it's going to be good?
Of course, yes. If somebody like he has some initiative to do some activities, it doesn't matter what kind of activities, go outside, go somewhere to know what's the Finnish culture, to visit some places. It's gonna to be like something like rest for the refugee, because they are suffering a lot now. They don't have anything to do. Of course, they need to learn the Finnish language. They need to be like easy contact with this people here, Finnish people, because of course, sometime I was thinking the people here, maybe they don't know the foreigner people exactly who they are, how their behavior.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't like that. Because you don't contact with me to know who if I am good or not.
Yeah.
You have to contact with me. You have to take information about some people, and then you can take decision. So, I have to say, we have to know each other.
Yeah.
We have to be like directly contact.
Yes.
It doesn't matter which one start, me or you. But of course, the people, the Finnish people, they have to start, because we are shy to do that.
Yeah.
You know that? We don't know how their behavior or how what they are like or what they don't like. So I think it's, if we are get some activities, that's going to be
good
for the refugee.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, Mohammed. Then yes. I want to ask you, are you think the immigrants that are being here in Finland longer time, they are aggrant?
I am not sure, but...
what do you think?
I think the mentality, it's more... like Finnish people new days.
Yeah.
Not exactly like Finnish people, but a little bit. They think a little bit the same, because their educations and in the school they are speaking the same stuff.
Yeah.
So if there is coming new refugees, maybe they think the same as the refugees that Finnish people.
Yeah.
Because they have been here a long time.
Yeah.
Yes. And some of these has come for right reasons, and also they know the truth that some people didn't come here for right reasons, and some came.
Yeah.
So that's the big, and I can really sure you say that these refugees, what I have seen and I have speak with, they are not terrorists.
Yeah.
No, they are not terrorists. They are good people.
Yes.
And they want to invite you. When I go there, they say, hey, come to my room and let's eat something. Let's eat.
Drink tea or something
Drink tea, chai. All the time.
Yeah.
They are really good people if you know and you go contact with them. If you someday you say hi to them, example for me, they always, I want to try to speak Finnish. Yeah. I want to try to speak Finnish language.
They to try to learn, I think.
Yes, they really want to learn.
Yeah,
but
great.
They say it's really hard because they don't know Finnish people.
Yeah.
They want to have Finnish friends. And when they got Finnish friends, they say to me, hey, I have a Finnish friend.
It's very nice.
Really,
it's very nice.
Yes.
So I want to ask Murat, because he's been a longer time. I think I have to ask in Turkish. Tamam. Merhaba. Merhaba. Murat Bey, şimdi soracağımız soru şu. Düşünüyor musunuz buradaki eski mülteciler 20 sene senin gibi onlar biraz daha kibirli, daha biraz havalı, öyle burnu havada, tamam mı? Mültecilere yardım etmiyor veya mültecilere saygı göstermiyor veya bu tarz şeyleri hiç karşınıza çıktı mı? Veya ne düşünüyorsunuz? Harbiden öyle bir insanlar var mı? Böyle bir mülteci 20 yıldır buradadır, burnu havada falan filan işte. Enter Milan.
Kyllä niitäkin löytyy, mutta mä en itteni laske, että olisin semmoinen, koska kun mä sanon, että me ollaan kaikki ihmisiä, että pitäisi katsoa ihmisiä niin kuin ihmisenä. Että sillain. Soru neydi bir daha, anlamadım tam olarak.
Soru Kuesinç, mesela şimdi eski kalanlar mültecilere karşı öyle tepkileri nedir veya mesela ne düşünüyorlar veya kibarlı, havalı, kabul etmiyor, sevmiyorlar, öyle bir şey var mı? Senden bahsetmiyorum tabii ki de.
Tabii.
Daha önceki kalanlar, daha diğerleri. Çünkü bayağı var insan burada.
No, nämä uudet, mikä on tänne tullut, että en mä niinku niitä vastaa mitään niinku semmoinen niinku ylimielinen. Että kyllä mä tykkään niinku olla niinku ihmisen kohtaan niinku ihminen. Mm. Että eikä semmoisen enempää, mutta jotkut nämä uudet, mikä on tullut Suomen varsinaisesti, nehän tehnyt niinku semmoisia asioita, jotka ei mitään niinku ihminen tykkää sitä asiasta. Mm. Että en halua nyt kertoa niinku mitkä asiat, mutta kaikki niinku varmaan muut tietää niinku mistä me puhutaan, että näitä niinku on ollut niinku erilaisia ihmisiäkin, mitkä tehnyt niinku pahojakin, ja toki suomalaiset sitä voi ymmärtää väärällä tavalla, että ja ne voidaan niinku yleistää niinku kaiken vastaan. Silloin.
Teşekkür ederiz. Thank you, Murat. I want to ask Mrs. Katarina. Katarina, what do you think? Do you think the immigrants, they are, like, for example, they are being here longer time? Do you think they are aggrant?
In what sense? What do you mean?
It is mean, for example, I don't know what is.
But for my question, you asked me, I say like they are not accurate. So this is. I think it's not.
It's not like
good questions. Like I don't think they are accurate.
Because some people, I'm see if you ask me, okay, because it's if you think from your way, it is like this. But if you if I see my personal things, no, I'm see many many immigrants. They are being here in Finland longer time. Okay, they are from in Iraq or from different countries. Okay, if I go near from them, I say hello like this. I want to know because I don't know rules. I don't know this country cultures. I don't know many many things about this country. So how I can know? I have to be. I try to make friend first, then I come to know. But they are, how can I say? They are half obstacle. Okay, they are like how can I say? When I say hello, like oh okay okay, you are refugees like this. So how can I say? It is mean. They are thinking I'm stupid or like this because why I'm refugees like this. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I
think
I know what you mean.
Yeah, because I see that here in Tampere. Thank you.
Yes, gentlemen and ladies, welcome again. Now we talk about the future, how it is be going with refugees and Finnish people. Who can answer for these questions? I think he's now here, Finnish man. He can answer you. He's gentleman.
Yeah, well, it depends on us. Yeah. If we fight for the rights of the refugees,
yeah,
then the future will be bright. But if we don't, we will see the rise of fascism even more and even more.
Yeah, I kind of like agree with Ruben about that. Also, I am kind of like worried. I see like the same tendencies like in Poland, that because of the Finland is like going towards like this really neoliberal way. It means that there will be like growing inequalities between the people. More people will become like poor, and they are like really easy target for all of this kind of like right wing fascists. And I am like afraid that at some point this kind of like far right tendency, which is like common threaded, how the euro will be like growing. And I really would like to be wrong, but I'm like really afraid about like the future of immigrants, not only like in Finland but in whole Europe. It doesn't seem looks good.
I mean, the whole world, actually.
The whole world, yes. This.
Most of the refugees are living in like large camps in the Middle East.
Yeah, and in Africa, they're basically like, this is like, Europeans are like really afraid because they think that all like these orders refugees are coming like to Europe. It's not true. They are basically, their fears, what they're doing, they're going to the neighboring countries. The biggest camps are all like in Middle East. They are like in Africa. It's not like that all like refugees are coming to Finland.
And I think like many people, they think maybe everyone, one time in their life, they think like, hey, I want to help some African people, some poor people. And they really see that on TV. And when they come to Finland, they are like, oh no, they're afraid. If somebody asks, like, if I see, example, some poor people or some Romanian in the street and they ask me money, of course somebody can use that money for bad things, but sometimes when I feel, I just give them money, you know, even if it go wrong way, but you have made a good thing in your life.
Eli joskus on hyvä auttaa jotain ihmisiä, että jos sä näet, että sulla on vaikka muutama euro taskussa, niin se on hyvä antaa eteenpäin, että ei välttämättä tarvi ajatella, että hei, nyt se tekee jotain pahaa sillä rahalla. Että onhan sekin, mutta jos on silleen, että sä mietit, että tarviiko tämä ihminen tämä rahaa vai eikö tarvi. Monta kertaa me mietitään mielestä, että ei tarvi, ja se on totta. Mutta joskus se on hyvä antaa se pari euroa, kun sä ajattelet, no mitä väliä, koska sulla tulee kumminkin sen verran enemmän rahaa kuin tälle henkilölle saattaa tulla. Eli joka kerta on kuitenkin hyvä, että sä teet jotain hyvää. Ja tässä kun oli kysymys siitä tulevaisuudesta ja kaikista työpaikoista ja muista, niin kumminkin puhun todella hyvin suomea, niin kuin näette. Ja itsellä on 2 ammattia ja opiskelen tälläkin hetkellä vielä lisää. Ja silti sanotaan, että kun työtä on mennyt hakemaan, niin kerrankin parissa viikossa 15 hakemusta pisti eteenpäin ja soittanutkin perään, niin ei mistään tuu. Ja ensimmäinen ammatti niin tuli 2 ekalta vuodelta jopa stipendikki. Ja sanotaan, että ei millään tule töitä. Et jos tulee töitä, niin työharjoittelujen kautta tai niin kuin koulun kautta tai sitten työkärin työharjoittelun kautta. Ja se on kumminkin hyvä mahdollisuus. Ja kaikille pitäisi antaa mahdollisuus ja näyttää. Esimerkiksi Ruotsissa on ollut ihan eri tilanne, mitä on kuullut ulkomaalaisten kanssa. Eikä siellä katsota sitä, että onko sä musta, onko sä ruskea, mistä päin sä tuut. Ja niin se pitäisi olla täälläkin työelämässä.
Okay, thank you, Dana.
Mulla on sama mielikin myös, koska tämä pakolais ei ole semmoista niin uksi maa eikä niin uksi planeetta. Se on umpari maailma, joka kaikki ihmisiä niin pitää osallistua apua noin ihmisiä, joka liikkuu ilman, ei ole asuntoja, ruokaa, vettä ja nuku siellä kadulla saa. Ja se on, mikä on Eurooppa-maa, on Afrikka-maa. Afrikka-maassakin myös on paljon ongelmaa, mutta kuitenkin ihmisiä taistelee itse siellä, niin se ei ole oma maasta, niin voita sitä takaisin. Mutta se on semmoista, niin, kun on ihmisiä, jotka tulee maasta, ne pustu niin oppia toisia kulttuuriin. Pustu mene kouluun, pustu niin oppia, mikä toisia ihmisiä tekee, pustu tekee duuni hyvää. Sitten on paljon ihmisiä, jotka haluaa apua niille. Ja siinä ei ole mikään niin ongelma, niin. Mutta joka tuoda ongelma on, joko on ongelma. Mutta kaikki meillä maailma ihmisiä, niin punainen risti, me osallistu, niin apua no kaikki pakolais ympäri maailmaa.
Joo.
Thank you.
Kun puhuttiin, niin kun, että rahan antamista köyhille, mutta mä oon eri mieltä kuin Daana, että se muutama euro, kun antaa köyhille, että Suomessa mun mielestä ei ole köyhää. Että jos niin kun sitä apua haluaa antaa, mun mielestä jonkun muun kautta antaa niin kun muualla sitä niin rahaa. Että, koska Suomessa kaikki apua saa, jos joku on käyvä täällä, että jostain aina tulee apua. Että ei kukaan niin kun Suomessa kuole nelän tai ei ole paikkaa, missä nukkua.
Mutta onhan, jos katsoit se Armanin ohjelman täällä Pohjan tähden alla, ei viime viikolla, vaan sitä edellisenä viikolla, niin siinähän näytettiin ihmisiä, jotka on ilman asuntoa
Suomessa.
Ja hän esimerkiksi näytti, että meni hänen kanssa nukkumaan rappukäytävää. Ja on oikeasti sellaisia ihmisiä olemassa, jos vaan niin kuin sama asia, tähän asiaan pitää tutustua samalla tavalla, kun tutustuu maahanmuuttajiinkin. Ja lähtee kattoon eri asioita, niin näkee, että ei nämä olekaan. Esimerkiksi mullakin oli aina väärä kuva. Oli suomalaisia kohtaa, just ehkä siitä, kun itse on niin talkative, eli puhelias. Ja suomalaiset ei välttämättä ole niin puheliaita, niin ehkä tuli vaan semmoinen olo, että ne ei niinku tykkää musta ja tälleen näin, mutta pitää vaan tutustua siihen kulttuuriin, jokaiseen ihmisiin ja niihin asioihin, miten ne niin kuin menee. Että
suomalainen vaan niin kuin silloin, kun juo, uskaltaa puhua. Mä en tiedä, mistä se niin kuin luonne tulee, mutta selvinpäin suomalainen ei oikein uskalla niin kuin puhua niin kuin muille. Ja varsinaisesti, jos on niin kuin vähän niin kuin erilainen, eri väri, niin, eri kulttuuri, se ei sellainen uskalla. Mutta aika on muuttunut, jos niin kuin mieti about 15 vuotta sitten niin kuin Suomi. Mikälainen niin ihmiset oli täällä? Ne oli ihan erilaiset nyt. Kyllä nyt niin uskaltaa puhua enemmän ja enemmän, mikä jos olisi aikoja sitten.
Okay, thank you, Murat. I have some questions for everyone. What do you think if every immigrant there been here longer time from, it doesn't matter from where, okay, if they make some activity to refugees? Okay, what do you think then? Are you think is positive or negative?
There is both. There is both of them.
Yeah.
There is positive and negative.
Negative.
In politician eyes, yes.
Okay, what do you think, Dana, you?
Which kind of activity?
Activities,
like
generally sport, things
yes, that's
like
good.
That.
Yeah. That's only positive.
Yeah.
What? How can
so,
it be?
I can ask Mohammed to know what they are need activity in camps.
We can play billiard.
Yeah. Yeah, but on internet, not on direct on this game. But
life.
Yeah, not
that is the negative. That is the negative way, because if they can, one thing is one, they should get the language very good and get the friend, even somebody who talk the same two language, Arabic, Finnish or English. And they get something like a sport, like, yeah, you know, urheilu.
Yeah.
Joka on semmoista niin urheiluopetus tule siellä joka viikko, niin harrastaa kaikki niin pakolais, niin porkka, niin siinä. Niin. Se on kuitenkin niin hauskakin myös voi olla.
Hauska, joo.
Joo.
So then I want to know who have something to tell for him friend right now, hello or like this, because his time is going to be over. If you say something to your friend or like this, or to refugees or to something like nice more.
Joo. Et ehkä haluan sanoa terveisiä veljelle ja hänen isälleen Ouluun, terveisiä myös, ja haluan äidille kertoa terveisiä, että rakastan äitiä tosi paljon, ja myös siskoilleni terveisiä heidän lapsilleen, ja tietenkin että omalle lapselleni, että olet maailman tärkein ihminen, vaikkei hän välttämättä kuuntelekaan radioa.
Mulla haluaa sanoa kaikki radiokuuntelijoita niin ympäri Suomea, joka kuuntelee nyt. Kiitos paljon Suomen kansalaisuus, kun mä oon kasvaa teille niin aika pitkä aika teille kanssa. Ja mulla on semmoista ihmisiä, niin ei oma tule vastaa, ketä rakastaa teille kaikki. Ja kaikki on hyvää. Ja varma kaikki duuni, niin meitä tekee uudesta ja sitten duuni jatkaa.
Okay, Murat, what do you want to say?
Nasıl söylemek istiyorsun sevdiklerinize ve mülteciler hakkında son sözün?
Son sözüm.
Evet.
No, Ursula Pakolaisella yritän sanoa, että tervetuloa Suomeen, mutta jos kaikki ei ansaisi oleskelupaa, sitä vaan menoksi paluu kotimaahan.
Selvisit
paluu kotimaahan. Mutta on kyllä niitä tärkeää, että jotkuthan niin ansaitsi oikeasti niin ala Westin. Suomessa. Se on tärkeä meille kummiskin.
Thank you.
Ja terveisiä perheelle, kaverille ja kaikki ystäville. Okay. Kiitos tästä lähetyksestä.
Kiitos, kiitos paljon. Yeah. So, Mohammed, do you want to say something hello for your friend or for your family or for everyone?
Yes, I want to say hello for my relatives, for my family. Now they live. I have many friends in many countries. We are six brothers.
Oh.
Yes, we are gone immigrants outside of my country for many years. So I hope so that we are meeting in some day in future, and I miss for my family. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, Mrs. Katarina, do you want to say something for your friend or for something like that?
I don't know. Maybe I think like for like refugees and immigrants that I know that it's like depressing to be in camp or like be like foreigner here. But I think that you have to keep in mind there is still a lot of people who are open-minded about you.
Yeah.
And yeah, you shouldn't like give up, and you shouldn't be give like the fascist or like the racist break your spirit.
Okay, thank you so much. So, Robin, do you want to say something? It is last part. So, do you want to say something?
I'd like to say welcome to all the refugees and all the immigrants and everybody. And like Allah taught me before the show, Baherbi in Kurdish.
Yeah, Baherbi.
Baherbi.
Sarçal, sarçal.
Yeah. Do you want to say something else?
No, thanks.
Okay. So, yeah. So, yes, I want to say hello to my friend Esa and Lina. And to my brother Hakim and Hamza, he's in Helsinki, and my brother later on, he's Hussein in Espoo. And I will say thank you to Lasse, thank you so much, and thank you to Sonia because they are helped me about this radio show. I hope if I come again to make like this kind of show here with same people, because it is be fun and nice. Okay, talking. I think someone is going to be crazy now. Yeah. So it is very nice. Of course, I want to say hello to Pirio. And thank you to Pirio because she's called me today, because she's helped me always. And Esa and Lina, they are helped me about many, many things to help me and my brother. And I want to say to thank you for Murat, because when I'm asking him at morning, where are you? He said to me, I'm in Helsinki, man. I'm saying, okay, you have to come fast today. No pesti, no pesti. So he's coming. Thank you so much. And thank you for Julie. I hope for you best life and best
healthy because you are being sick, but when I'm saying to you, come, you come in. Thank you, thank you. So it just means very big things to me.
I come from hospital and told the doctor, and yeah, I have been there 7 days, so you know, I want to do this. That's why I'm
here. Thank you so much. And thank you, Donna, for you, because you are a very perfect man. I know you are fast, you are been in school, but I say to you, come, come in. Thank you. And thank you for Kurdistan.
Yes, harbeshi Kurdistan, harbeshi Finland. Kurdistan ja kauan eläköön Suomi.
Okay, and thank you, Muhammad, for you, because you are being in camps and because you are a perfect man. And I hope for you best future in Finland, and I hope you can stay in Finland.
You are nice. I like you. You should get more.
I like everyone.
Yeah, thank you. I want to say thank you for Katarina. She's a very nice name, and thank you for her. Okay, thank you for your come, because you are being, I think, busy today with food, I think, like that. Yeah, and thank you for my best friend, he's Robin, because he's coming today here to radio show, because when I'm saying to him, hey man, you have to come, because I have for you a good show, and he say no, he's coming. Thank you so much.
And you are busy as a day.
And thank you for Murad, because he's Turk money. I want to say for every refugees people and immigrant people there in Finland, it doesn't matter which city, welcome to Finland. I'm like everyone, I'm a human like every refugees. I hope I can help who need help, refugees here in Finland. It doesn't matter what his religion is, it doesn't matter he's from where, it doesn't matter if he's black or white or anything else. Important one, if he's have good character, and important one, if he's human. And thank you for everyone for your coming today. I hope, I think everyone is hungry now. He has to go to eat food. So thank you so much. Thank you, Tampere. Thank you, Finland. See you again.
tummy.